Chapter 6. We jumped to our feet. A chill shot down my back. I could hear shouts. Heavy, running footsteps in all directions.
How did they find us? Matt whispered.
I know, Carly Beth said. Sabrina and I made a terrible mistake. We never should have kept the tracking tokens Byron gave us.
The two girls tossed their tokens far into the tunnel.
They're hiding in tunnel B4!
A deep voice boomed. The alarm siren rose and fell. The thundering footsteps grew louder.
Let's go!
I cried. We ran deeper into the tunnel. Was there a way to escape? We didn't know. We ran from the footsteps and the loud, angry voices. The tunnel twisted and turned. The light grew dimmer. We ducked beneath cables and wires and tangles of cords.
Tunnel B4!
The loudspeaker echoed behind us.
Intruders! Tunnel B4!
Breathing hard, we stopped at a narrow door. It had the word lab painted on the front. Matt raised his key card to the door and it swung open.
Maybe we can hide in here, he said.
He and I led the way in. The room was long and narrow, lit by a row of dim fluorescent lights on the ceiling. I waited for my eyes to adjust. Then I saw a long row of lab tables. Behind them, tall cabinets lined the wall.
Are those cages?
Carly Beth pointed to the big boxes in the center of the room. We took a few steps toward them, then stopped.
Oh, wow! I don't believe this. Are they real?
We all gasped in shock and stared at the ugly creatures inside the barred cages. They were dark and furry, like gorillas. Except their faces were almost human. They had bald heads with long, pointed ears, and they all had bright blue eyes, human eyes. But their fat bodies were covered with black fur, and they had big paws with curled claws, like bears. They gnashed their teeth. Drool spilled from their mouths. They stuck their long, furry arms out through the bars and swiped at us.
Gorilla creatures!
Sheena cried.
Are they real? Are they robots or something?
They sure looked real.
Maybe they are some kind of lab experiments, I said.
The ugly creatures grunted and gnashed their teeth. They pushed against the bars of their cages, trying to get at us.
We can't stay here, I said. We have to...
The door burst open. 10 or 12 monster police came running in, shouting. They waved wooden clubs above their heads.
Freeze!
One of them boomed.
If you move, you'll be gorilla food.